control. After that, when they were satisfied with Krishna meeting, then Radhika told, "You should come with me in my overheart." That is, our heart is Vrindavan. And they are dragging Krishna chariot and telling that you should come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this mood. So after a long time, I had met with Brajendranandan Shyamasundar. I am taking him. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing and dancing in front of Rath, Rath was coming very slowly, slowly, slowly. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come backside of the Rath chariot, then Rath began to stop. 7 lakhs, thousand of elephants cannot stand. Oh, if Radhika is not going in Vrindavan, why I should go? So I should be. So he did, Rath, Jagannath was seeing and he stopped. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in front, then he became so happy and, oh, I should follow Radhika, he is going on. Yes. Today, this festival is going on there. Srimati Radhika is there in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, waiting so much and taking Krishna in chariot, and he is going to Sundarachal. Sundarachal means? Vrindavan. And where Jagannath Devi is in temple, it is like Dwarka or Kurukshetra. Aswarjimai Bhumi. Aswarjimai means?
Lake of affluence.
Affluence. They cannot be happy there meeting. Even they meet, but not happy. But in Vrindavan, they will be so happy and meeting each other. Dancing, chanting, remembering. So, this is the Saman Saptam of Rath Yatra. Gaur Pranam. There is some, a very little story also, not little, but it has been described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. When Krishna went to Dwarka, in his last days, he always used to wait in the Rajbhavan, palaces of Satyabhama, Rukmini and all others. One day he was so weeping, calling Radhe, 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 Radhe. His whole bed was wetted, pillows also, with the tears of Krishna. And he became spent. He could not wake up till 9:10 in the morning. All were weeping. Then Baldev Prabhu came. He also tried, but not woke up Krishna. Then Brahma came. Both were tempted, Krishna and Baldev. He called Garud and he took Krishna and Baldev on his back and went in Dwarka near sea, a very, very beautiful
mountain, Driwata Parvat.
And there was very lovely, beautiful one, forest like Vrindavan garden. And it was decorated by himself, Jogmaya. The statues of Yashoda, Nanda, and all were there. When they were there, in the palace of Nanda Baba, it was artificial there. And the statues of Yashoda and all were there. Baldev Prabhu and Krishna were sleeping on a bed like Vrindavan or Nandagon. Baldev Prabhu, he woke and Brahma told everything to Baldev Prabhu. Ye Krishna will not be incensed if you are not doing so. So you and Krishna should be decorated in cowherd dress. And he gave to them. Baldev Prabhu took that dress and also he gave the decorated Krishna that thing. And like a cowherd boy, they became. Then Baldev Prabhu took Krishna in his laps and told, "Oh, Kanaiya, Kanaiya, cows are hankering for you. So many bucks, I mean cow, calves are waiting for you. All are waiting, Sudam, Sudam, all are standing here. Your mother is also very worried for you. Today you are not waiting." And he gave some water in the eyes of Krishna and he pulled falsely. Then, oh, Krishna, look up. Oh, why today so late? Oh, cows are there, hammering, and boys are, cowherd boys are waiting for us. Then he smiled something and he became sinful, same. And he saw that his mother is like a, he become a, like a statue in my separation, taking butter and something there. And he went very dancing there, like in Braj he used to do, dancing. And he sang crookedly. And he took some makhan and took take in his mouth. And he saw that all the gopis are there, are eagerly waiting for Krishna and looking towards Krishna. Krishna then took his float here and began to see towards gopis. Srimati Radhika was there, Lalita, Shakha, all were waiting. And they were doing aarti with their eyes. And Krishna was so happy. And he became like Adbhut Anangadev, like Ananga. And he was so much beautiful and was so in a loving affection that even an old lady, the mother of Kans, Padma name, he ran to embrace Krishna. Satyabhama became mad to see this Krishna. A glance of beautiful Vrindavan came there. After that, the very thing telling Ronima to all the gopis, all the queens, how beautiful was Krishna here. And telling this story to gopis, to Mahishis, all Mahishis. Krishna was in Sudharma Sharma, Bhagavat Baldev, with all companions. And in the palace of Rukmini, Ronima was telling this fact to all the Mahishis. Krishna continued to stay in that Sabha council. He left the council with Baldev and came at the door to enter and to hear all these things. But that Subhadra was standing. Mother Rani has told that he don't allow to come anyone here, even Krishna and Baldev. But Krishna and Baldev came. And she was there and told there, you cannot go there because Rohini Ma will be disturbed. But hearing the sound was coming and Krishna and Baldev were hearing and also that Subhadra. They began to melt it, melting. They make totally were melting. Only this and only this one. Not this thing. Like at once Narada came and told that, "Oh Prabhu, be merciful to me. These three in melted form, you should be in Nirachal Dham for mercy, the giving mercy to all world." Krishna said, "Yes, I will be like this." So he came in four forms. Krishna, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakshudarshan there. So this is the very brief story of how Krishna became this form, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. In detail there is so many things. One very little thing I have told. We have told yesterday something. Now you should do one kirtan and Gaur Praman. Hello, Brade Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Devi ki jai, Subhadra Devi ki jai, Sudarshan Chakra ki jai. All glories to, no, they are assembled. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all Pratap Rudra, Sarbham Bhattachar, Parikar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Parikar ki Jagannath Dev ki jai. Holy Land Jagannath Kshetra ki jai. All the devotees of that place should be jai. Gaur Pranam.
And he took it and he went to after fast again. He heard when he came to Varanasi on the bank of Ganges, very treacherous place. He heard that all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reached here. And he is returning from Vrindavan. And less devotees are here in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has defeated Prakashananda and he has cut his all ornaments of Maya Bhakti also. And then he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so prominent. Oh, and less devotees were coming to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in the house of Chandrasekhar. He came there searching. And he was on the door of Chandrasekhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked what he was and offered that.
Because all things illuminated and they will go to the root of
Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inquired from Chandrasekhar and asked him, go and see if somebody has come at his doorstep. To me, a devotee has come, a devotee has come. Then Chandrasekhar, when he came out, he saw there was no devotee waiting outside. So he came and replied to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, I didn't see any devotee standing outside to meet you. Then Mahaprabhu again said, did you see anyone there? And then this time Chandrasekhar, he came out, he saw one person who was so dirty and shabby, so much beard, and was looking like a Muslim person. So then Chandrasekhar told this man to come in and Mahaprabhu is calling him. When this person, who is actually Sanatana Goswami, came in and when Mahaprabhu saw him, he quickly ran to embrace him. But what happened? Sanatana Goswami was pushing, coming back. He did not want that Mahaprabhu to touch him. But Mahaprabhu wanted to embrace him because Mahaprabhu said that by touching yourself, a pure devotee, one can completely become pure. I'm touching you only to be pure. Then, after some time, Mahaprabhu ordered Chandrasekhar to give nice clothes and give some help to Sanatana Goswami so that he can shave up and dress up like a devotee. Then, after shaving up and taking one, when Chandrasekhar was offering him a new piece of cloth, Sanatana Goswami did not accept that. And instead he asked for an old dhoti, an old piece of cloth which is used by Chandrasekhar. And when Chandrasekhar gave that one dhoti, Sanatana Goswami tore it into three pieces and he made two pieces outer sannyasi clothes, the upper and the lower, and then he made one kupi out of that piece of cloth. And then in that state he came in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu saw this dress of Sri Sanatana Goswami, he was very happy and he was very pleased that how nice Sri Sanatana Goswami was following the principles of sannyasa ashram. But there was one thing, what Sanatana Goswami was having, this valuable blanket given to him by his brother-in-law. And Mahaprabhu, sometimes while in the conversation or after little while, he would look at that blanket. And in the meantime, they also went to Tapal Mishra's house and Mahaprabhu was invited for prasadam. And Mahaprabhu took Sri Sanatana Goswami with him to take Mahaprasad. Then Mahaprabhu told Tapal Mishra to also give lunch prasad with Sanatan Goswami. Then Sanatan Goswami, Tapan Mishra said, no, he has some duty, so please you take first, and after you have taken, then Sanatan Goswami will honor Mahaprasad. So after Mahaprabhu had taken prasad and he was resting, Tapan Mishra gave remnant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami. Then, when Sanatan Goswami noticed that Mahaprabhu was noticing this blanket, this terrible blanket again and again, then he understood that Mahaprabhu is not pleased with this. So, Sanatan Goswami, he went to the Ganges, and at the bank, there was one poor man, and he had bought his old torn quilt, and he had spread it for drying. Then Sanatan Goswami, he went to that person and asked that if he could trade his jalabu blanket for that quilt. And when this person heard this word from Sanatan Goswami, he was kind of surprised, and he said, you are a nice gentleman, why you are joking with me? And you are such a sane person, why any sane person would trade this old torn quilt for a valuable blanket? He could not understand, so he was thinking that Sanatan Goswami is joking with him. But when Sanatan Goswami seriously spoke to him, that no, I want you to trade it. And then he gave his valuable blanket to that poor person and took his torn quilt. And for bearing that quilt around, when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so much happy, overly happy to see that how Sanatan Goswami was following the strict principles of sannyasasram. He was really pleased that by the mercy of Krishna, Sanatan Goswami has given up all the attraction for all the material sense objects. He was not at all having any attachment, and just this last thing, last piece of blanket was holding, and now he had given up that also completely. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see Sanatan Goswami in that state, completely depending on Krishna and not having any attraction or attachment to anything mundane. Then Sanatan Goswami, he humbly inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know.
Thank you.
Oh, this is the process. This, what is the purpose of this story of from beginning of his life, the devotee should follow him. How he left his everything, position, wealth and money. Even a servant with one coin, he left. Even that blanket, now nothing. He took only old dhoti and make it fold for fabrics and all. And poor cocoa, nothing left. There was no money, nothing left with him. If any person wants to go to any high class of devotee, to be a devotee, he should be like Sanatana. He should not come with so much wealth in his pocket. All this bank balance, he can afford. Nobody can afford. Like a street beggar. I can tell you, this is history, a life history of your Prabhupada. My friend, Mahati Dhanan Swami Maharaj, he told him some street stories. I think he has never told to others, but I have told to you. Oh. When he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was telling to me this secret thing. So I took initiation, I then began to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant and remember also, looking out for my job, that Bengal Chemical. He was manager at that time. Not only manager, he was sole proprietor. So, but he was hearing that, oh, if anyone chants and remembers and follow Krishna, then Krishna will make him feel better. So, what to do? I was thinking and thinking, I was in problem. Always very happy. But I never talk, to chant and to hear and to read Srimad Bhagavatam. I went on, strictly following my guru order. After some time, then God Sarvitam was sent or he was, he left anyhow, he was bound to left. Then he came to Allahabad. And he again started one medical nursing factory in big way. But he, after 2 years, it fell down. Then he started a shop, very prominent, where Indian prime ministers used to come. But after 2 months, 1-2 years, it also fell. Then he began to be a representative. He used to take something, making himself some medicine. He used to make new medicine. And he used to go here and there. But also he could not do. And penniless thing, he came to me and he was telling that now I'm penniless, nothing left with me. So Krishna said, to whom he loves. So Sanatana Goswami, the purpose of this Sanatana Goswami is this. If he wants really to be a best pure devotee, high class of devotee, you will have to follow him. Like empty pocket, nothing with him. Then Krishna gives you. Otherwise, not. Otherwise, you will have to return back from pure devotion. So, you should try to follow Sanatana Goswami. If you want to have high class of precious prema bhakti, pure prema. We know that all those who have practiced bhakti yoga, or they have followed me. Rukh, Sanatan, Rahuna, also the one son of King Narottam Thakur, Shyamanand, Saldi Vidyabhushan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was also high. He had a very high class of position also. He left everything, you know, Srila Prabhupada. Swamiji was very high class of, his father was very rich person. Namadhi. Guru Maharaj was also like a friend. Also the father of Lahakti Pedam Swami Maharaj, very rich person, very rich person. But he left everything for Krishna. Krishna Prem is more valuable. With all excellence you can attain Krishna. You have to be one day a space level. And when you be like this, oh, Krishna can give you so much of land, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj, like others, like Nanda Maharaj, or that you can have. Yes, like for Swami Maharaj also, all so much affluences, less and less daughter and son, and so many centers, so many cows here, there. You can believe. Anyone cannot believe you. So, you should try to follow this plan. But not very easy. Not very easy. But you will have to follow. Today, Gaur Premanande.
Then how can you believe in God? First Saranathya should come. This is the doorway of Krishna. Krishna should manage. Why we should be very fortunate? Go, Pramana.
Hare Krishna.
We
are chanting what to be king and what to be king. When chanting, Hare Name.
Lamenting,
and what no qualification. I am offender. All unwanted things. Oh Nityananda, be merciful. So Advaita Acharya, you have brought Chaitanya Radha and Krishna in this shape. You have brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shape of Mahaprabhu. Advaita Radha and Krishna. Oh, please be merciful. A drop of your life. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. It may be that clear. Your heart is in it. If you are praying from your heart. Oh, but the mercy of Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, we cannot achieve fight without the mercy of Sarva Goswami, especially Rupa Goswami. Oh, Rupa Goswami, be merciful. You are Jagat Guru. Oh, you are the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are everything. Sattarupe, Daita Sattarupe, like this. So be merciful. Otherwise, I may die. But he is praying to his Gurudev now. Oh, if you are not merciful to me, then anyone will not be merciful to me. Even Sarva Goswami. Oh Gurudev, be merciful to me. And then he is praying. Oh Gurudev, Srivas Pandit Prabhu, please give me your associate. But I am unqualified for your associate. Please give me the association of your pure disciple. He will be for me, always giving associates. Always, oh, Hari Katha, Hari Katha. Nothing is Hari. So you can. Any song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Premananda, Govinda, you can sing and chant it and you can sing. Can give transcendental power. These are the sources. Waiting in time. But we have so many desires. Oh, very hard. Our hearts have been more hard than iron and stone. But if we are going in this portion, that is true. These are the portions. Any song you have. You know, Rupa Goswami has written Namastakam. Because Suti Mauri Rasamala, Rupa Nidhar is a part of Pamitajana. I look to play Rupa Shemana, Paritasam Harinam. Paridumini? Paridumini? Nami? Madhava Maharaja.
Sati Mauli Rasamala.
Don't repeat. Thank you. No. You must have explained me. You're praying the Lotus Sutta of Nam Prabhu. This Nikla Suti Mauli Rasamala, all Vedas and Upanishads, they are praying and the Haruki of Nam Prabhu. Dukhi Nidhanta Father Sankaryanta. By then they are seeing Arati of his lotus feet of Nam Prabhu. Who is that Nam Prabhu? Mukta Kula Upasamanam. He is always helped by liberated soul. So I bow down myself, the lotus feet of Nam Prabhu, who is always helped by liberated soul, and all Upanishads and Vedas being Arati of that Nam Prabhu.
I want to take time and I want to find out my single topic of Nikola Suti Mauli Rasamala here, Srila Rupa Goswami is saying that knowledge is in the Veda, with the crest jewel on the head of all the Vedas. These are the Upanishads. In Upanishads, most excellent transcendental knowledge has been given. But what are the Upanishads doing? They are taking Panchpadis, Givaks, five in a lamp, and they are offering arti, oh, not directly to Harinam, to the rays of effulgence coming out from the tips of the toenails of Harinam. So Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, oh Harinam, you are glorified by all the dynasties of liberated sages, so I take complete shelter of your lotus feet.
Goswami is telling, Sri Dada is doing arti. What is the meaning? Only the rays of the Harinam. Who is Harinam? Himself Krishna. Non-divine. But more. So all Vedas are of glorifying me. But very far away. They cannot take all the rasa which is in me. So I pray that only liberated person, very high class of person, not only liberated, though has followed the process of Paraganga Bhakti, knowing what is praying, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Raj, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Ashtashti, the Mahabhav of Radhika. Those who realize, they can glorify and they can stand purely, otherwise not. Our men always full of offenses. And more, not so much offense, but even it may be a heart. Semblance of yes. What is that? Four. Four things. And those who are in the association of high class of Radhanuga Vaishnava, knowing all these things, who is Krishna? Who is Rasa Krishna? Who is Srimati Radhika? What is Prem Tattva? And what is Rasa Tattva? Knowing all these things. For they can touch the glory of Krishna. And when they will chant Hare Krishna, Evam Vatasva Priyanama Krishna Jatam Vahu. All they are full of high class of aesthetic, rush, and aesthetic, mood will come. So they can chant of pure way. Because it has been told, Nama Chintamani Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. What is meaning of Rasa Vigraha? Name is a Vigraha of full of rasa, portion of endless portion of rasa. But we don't do anything. That is why I move to Kandari Pashma. One is of liberated person having prem, sneh, man, pranam, they know what they can do. Mahaprabhu, Nayanan, Galadashi. Divaitam, Nimitena, Chaktu, Sattva. More than that, what? Eighth is Lord. Of any higher. Even Srimad Bhagavat has not told like this. He has covered, but Chaitanya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has opened it. But who will realize? This is our goal of life. If we had touched anything of being, a little bit of taste has come. It cannot be. We cannot come to body life. Never. It's all quickly very difficult. Life is then second name. Lenama Deya Muni Brindadeya Janaran Janaya Parma Harati. Samana Haratapi Nikolo Krata Kupada Lindvilo. three celebratory ways of even Namabhava. Jaya Nama Dheya, Muni Brinda Dheya, so many Sukadeva Goswami, or Narada Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu Goswami. Or Shankar like this, always Mahadev, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Brahma Patram of Sayam Sankarsan with his thousand and thousand of mouth. Thousand and thousand of sun. Chanting and remembering with the thousand and thousand of mind. That he cannot self-appreciate. He wants more and more. Sun, heart, mind, more and more. Unlimited. The Jaya Nama. Here, what is the Nama there? Only what? Himself, Krishna. Krishna has invested all his power, mercy, everything, and he has made name more powerful, more merciful than himself he. Understand? Krishna is not merciful so much. Because he combined mercy of Radha and all is in name. Nam Namakari Bhutha. But we are so unfortunate. We have no patience. Jainam Dhema Nibrindriya. Janaram Janaya Paramaksharati. Oh, only to be merciful and to sprinkle mercy. Oh, he has came in the shape of name. Name are of two kinds. Sabda Brahma and Sabda Samanya. What is Sabda Brahma? Transcendental name himself, Krishna and Radhika. And what is Sabda Samanya? Only word. Having no power. He has heard from anywhere. Bogus Guru from Bogus Guru. Who is not realized. He is not chanting, or he has made up his mind that I should not chant more than 60. Never, never. It should be often. He can't chant. He is bogus guru. So, if anyone is having all these names from them, or hearing any word, or reading Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere, and they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No need of Guru at all. No need of Diksha. No Siksha. Oh, why name is himself Guru? They are both offenders. We should try to be far away from them. Namadhemani Brindageya Janaranjanaya Pat. So, to be merciful, you have come descended in this part of Aksha. What is Aksha? If anyone he chants, but no honor, even no honor, or dignity, without honor, without knowing the glory, and he utters this name, what becomes? All kinds of difficulties, sorrow, suffering, birth, death, and everything. Even all kinds of unobstructed everything before. You should hear such and see all this. And try to realize this fact. After that, Jadanama Bhasoti Usman Kavalika Bhavadhan Padibhavo Jisan Sattam Dhanam Api Jisat Bhakti Pranayin Janat Sattam Dhatam Bhavan Nam Karani Siti Kwa. And after this, Yat Brahma Sakshat Sati Nityati Vina Sammayati Vina Nagogai Apai Sunam Skurane Sati Prarab. He is Brahma Jnani. He has a Siddhi Brahma Jnani. For don't sleep. Try to float to open your heart and see. Very small.
So Brahma Sakshatpati Nishya Api. We said the Brahma Jnana is Nishya. But even now you are qualified to have Brahma Jnana. That is what I am from. Sarvam Kalyanam. And he is also liberated. But he will have to suffer for the prarabdha karma. What is prarabdha karma? Prarabdha karma? There are so many kinds of karma. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, avidya. Five kinds. Prarabdha karma, what do you mean prarabdha karma? You know? We should all try to know this. Because we are incarnate center.
Different stages.
We are here, we are incarnate center for 7 days. And you have attended 7 days in desert. You should now think that we are incarnate center. I may examine you. And if you are not qualified, I may cut your neck. So I will examine and I will promote also. I can ask questions to anyone who has been here. So you should be allowed that Maharaj can ask anything. But Brahma Sakshatpati Nishya Api, but yet still have to face, still have to suffer prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma, what is meaning?
Sri Rupa Goswami Pad is written, Aparaktam, Phalam, Sahapam.
No, don't.
Sutan, Vedan, Phalam.
What I am telling you should believe. Otherwise, you will take all time.
Prarabdha karma means?
What is prarabdha karma?
Prarabdha karma means the reactions of our spiritual activities which are fructifying in this life, in the form of this body.
Somebody has been given only for prarabdha karma. But we have no endless ocean of our karma, good and bad, are still in his soul. Only the karmas which are now to be tested, from that our this body continues. And when he will take all these things again, this new comes from that is soul will come. That is a prarabdha. And by faith it comes to keep up all this, it comes from ignorance. What ignorance? Krishna Bhujiji gives to forget Krishna. This is our main ignorance. So all will go away. Only by one name, it is manifest. What is the meaning of Krishna? We cannot say it from our Vaishnava. Shravan Mukha Vi Jivadu. If you are surrendered, then it may be that your all offense will go. All of them. And Krishna, for a moment, he can come all of a sudden, and he will down, but very rare. Mm-hmm. So we should wait for this. If one man has come and gone to the universe, then for your all kinds of karma, your prarabdha karma, aprarabdha karma easily can go. But you will have to say, even Brahma Jnani has to say. But if anyone, or even anyone, one name.
There was a Nishna, Namaskar Nevedun, Matra, Dari Tata,
You are the Mahasabha Bhokul. Mahasabha means? Anyone sees you, meets you, remembers you, taunts you. Bhokul Mahasabha.